Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Thank you, everyone, for your tremendous generosity in raising $2 million. Now, together, we're going to spread the rosary and rosary groups around the world and do all we can to help Our Lady bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart and the era of peace. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the Apostle John. John was one of Jesus' closest companions, along with Peter and James. Consider the extraordinary events he witnessed with his own eyes. He saw Jesus walk on water and feed thousands with just a few loaves. He watched as Jesus raised three people from the dead and commanded the forces of nature with a single word. He witnessed Jesus' power over the forces of hell as he silenced and cast out demons. John also beheld Christ's full divinity revealed on Mount Tabor during the Transfiguration, and the glorified Christ after the resurrection as he walked through locked doors. And John saw Jesus ascend into heaven, completing the mission of his earthly ministry. John was an eyewitness to the truth that Jesus is God, and he has come to give us eternal life. After all that John has seen, listen to his words from his first letter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have a relationship with Jesus. Why do we believe all these things that the world would say are crazy? Because God became man and revealed these things to the apostles, who were the eyewitnesses who hand them down to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After Pentecost, we encounter John in the Acts of the Apostles. Then, around 42 AD, his brother James was martyred by King Herod, an event that marked the beginning of the apostles' dispersion to evangelize the world. Peter went to Rome, Thomas to India, Andrew as far as Kiev, but there's compelling evidence that John stayed in Jerusalem with Mary, likely until her assumption in Jerusalem around the year 50. It's possible then that after the martyrdom of James the Less, the first bishop of Jerusalem, in 66 AD, when Christians were warned to flee Jerusalem ahead of its destruction by the Romans, it was then that John journeyed to Rome, where he was reunited with his close friend Peter. Tertullian recounts that around the age of 80, while in Rome, John was subjected to an attempt to execute him by the Emperor Domitian, who had him cast into a cauldron of boiling oil. Miraculously, John emerged unharmed. Now, what do you do with a guy you can't kill? Well, you banish him. So Domitian had John exiled to the desolate island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. There, on Patmos, John received a revelation from Jesus, which became the book of Revelation. There, John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw the holy city and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, as beautiful as a bride all dressed for her husband. Then I heard a loud voice call from the throne, 'You see this city? Here God lives among men. He will make his home among them, and they will be his people, and he will be their God. And his name is God with them. And he will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, and no more mourning or sadness. For the world of the past is gone.' And then the one sitting on the throne spoke, 'See, I make all things new.'" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After the death of Domitian, John returned to Ephesus. Around this time, a man named Cerinthus, who claimed to be a Christian, began promoting a grave heresy, one that persists in various forms even today. Cerinthus denied the truth of God as three persons in one divine nature. And he denied that Jesus was God, that Jesus was just a great teacher and a great guy, basically. According to this heresy, Christ descended upon Jesus at his baptism and then departed before the crucifixion, leaving this poor guy Jesus to just suffer as an ordinary man. This false teaching, like a persistent weed, has reappeared throughout history. In the 4th century, it emerged as Arianism, and by the late 7th century, it resurfaced as Islam, which teaches that God is one. God has no son. God is not a trinity. That's right. Islam is not a new revelation from God. Islam is just one form of a Christian heresy, and as such, it is a lie. But that's a discussion for another meditation. John, however, fought this lie vigorously because no one could tell John that Jesus was not fully God and fully man in one person. John lived with Jesus. John saw him die. John met him risen. And Polycarp often recalled how when John went to the baths in Ephesus, one day he saw Cerinthus there and immediately rushed out of the baths exclaiming, "Let us fly, because the roof is about to fall in on us because of this enemy of the truth." Now, Jerome tells us that to set the facts straight about Jesus, the bishops asked John to write an account of Jesus to make it as clear as possible that Jesus is God. And John agreed to this on one condition, that they all fast and pray before he began to write. And when the fast was ended, being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, he burst forth with the preface of his gospel coming straight from above. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Clement of Alexandria recounts what I find to be a very moving story about John. John had evangelized and discipled a young man who was then baptized. But then John had to go to one of the neighboring cities to mediate a dispute there about the faith. So he entrusted the young man to a newly appointed bishop who was supposed to take care of him. But while John was gone, the bishop lost track of this young man, and he fell into some very bad company, became part of a notorious gang, actually became the leader of the gang, and very involved with crime. When John returned, he asked the bishop, "Where is the young man?" The embarrassed bishop said, "The boy is dead." "Dead?" John asked. "How did he die?" And then the bishop fessed up that the young man was just dead to the faith because he was now living a deep life of sin as the leader of a gang. Well, at this point, John tore his clothes in the Middle Eastern gesture of mourning. And then all of his passion. Remember, Jesus called him a son of thunder, came forth. And despite his old age, John called for a horse and galloped off into the back country looking for this young man. And it wasn't long before he was surrounded by the members of the gang. And when the leader, this young man who had fallen away, saw John, he turned and ran. John dismounted, began running after the boy, saying, "My son, I'm too old to run. Have mercy on me." Finally, the young man stopped, turned, looked into John's eyes, and threw his arms around him, sobbing. John led the young man back to town, and in Clement's words, interceded for him with many prayers, and shared with him the ordeal of continuous fasting, brought his mind under control by all the enchanting power of his words, and would not leave him until he had him restored to the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Jerome relates that the Apostle John, in his old age, was carried into the assembly of believers, and being too weak to deliver extended teachings, would simply repeat, "Little children, love one another." And when asked why he always repeated these same words, he answered, "Because it is the Lord's commandment, and if you keep it, that is enough." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Wow, what John did for that man.
Did that story catch you as well?
Unbelievable. But you look like something struck you. What's
it struck me, I was thinking that if John goes to Rome, he has to get to Rome at some point because it's there that the emperor throws him in the cauldron of boiling oil. And we know that he spent his last years at Ephesus. So many of the early fathers think John went to Rome in the late 60s. And I was thinking that Peter was martyred, crucified and martyred in 66. And it would make sense then if Nero wants to get rid of all the leaders of the church that when he kills Peter and then Nero has Paul beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense that if John is there, he'd want to kill him too. But John doesn't die. He's thrown in that cauldron of boiling. He comes out unscathed.
That is striking.
Yet Peter was crucified.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about one of the last encounters between Jesus and Peter before Jesus ascended. Remember the scene on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee where they met by the charcoal fire,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this part? So Jesus and Peter are talking alone. And then Peter turns and saw John. And Peter said to Jesus, what about him, Lord? Because Jesus had just revealed to Peter that he would be crucified. So you can picture this scene. Peter turns and sees John, you know, somewhere on the shore and says, mm-hmm. well, what about him? And Jesus answered, if I want him to stay behind till I come, what does it matter to you? You are to follow me. And then scripture goes on, The rumor then went out among the brothers that John would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to Peter, he will not die, just that, what is it to you if I want him to stay behind? But that's exactly what happened. Mm. Jesus said Peter would be crucified. He was crucified.
I had never realized
and at that moment, they tried to kill John, but they couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
And John had to stay behind.
Mm.
Just like Jesus said.
That's crazy. And it's also sort of a direct, you know, as we're wondering, like, I mean, this is always the question of why one person dies and another person is saved, why some people get miracles. And you might even look at this and be like, why does John get this incredible miracle? It's not like he's any greater than the other apostles, but Jesus says, like, what's it to you that this is my plan?
I think that's the most important point. Basically, Jesus said to him, worry about your own story. You just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my plan for you is perfect.
Yeah.
Don't worry about somebody else's plan.
Mm-hmm.
My plan for you is perfect.
It's like if I pulled out a book and I started explaining the plot to you, and you're like, no, that's not what happens because, and you pull out a different book. you see, actually, in chapter 20, and I'm like, hey, can you put the book down? That has nothing to do with this.
It's not your story.
Totally different books.
It's such a temptation, especially when you're suffering, to see other people who aren't suffering in the same way mm-hmm. and think, why am I suffering and they're not?
This is where we get all confused about justice.
It is.
In another place, you know?
It is.
Hey, you got, it's like when you're little kids, you think, hey, why did he get that? I want that. And it's like, hey, well, it's not your birthday. Or what would you like me to take the toy away from your brother?
Yeah.
So that you feel more just. But we, even as adults, we feel that in so many ways of, why do they get?
Yeah. However, maybe John had a better outlook on life. Maybe John saw his close friend Peter get to go straight to heaven, and he thought, why does he get to go to heaven
mm-hmm.
and I have to stay behind?
Yeah, maybe he came out of that boiling oil a little.
Boiling. Maybe he was mad. It was my chance to go to heaven. Now I get stuck on Patmos all by myself.
Kind of like missing your train.
You know, Peter gets to go to the big party in heaven, and John yeah. gets a time out on the island of Patmos.
Yeah, a lot of different perspectives, but they're just different stories.
Different stories. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.